This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
She is ready, she is set, and now she is going.
Sounds good.
Yeah, on the air for yet another week, just ahead of, do you realize what the next 3 days are going to bring?
No.
Over 80. Every Ooh. Single day.
I like that. I like that answer.
You wanted positivity, there's weather positivity to start your program.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Kyle. Thanks for the introduction. So today we're really excited on the show. We are going to have Alan Painter, who is actually the owner of Premier Insurance. And we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of when he started the business. So we're going to be talking with him and hear all about the business and how that came to be and just what we're about, which is kind of actually coincides with what our show is, because originally we wanted to talk a little bit about that today, was how the show even got started. So we also have in the studio here with us Tiffany Faust from the News Review and Brook Communications, and she's our marketing person. And we do a lot of like just collaborative brainstorming ideas and things like that. But one day, she was having, and I should let you tell the story, she was having a cup of coffee with a friend, and that's kind of where the birth of your Q started. So, Tiffany, tell us how it happened a little bit here.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure working with you, Shannon, and you too, Alan. So what happened was I initially asked about maybe a radio show for real estate, because I'm the real estate specialist here at the News Review. And when I heard that there was a slot open, I was like, okay, I was kind of spinning my wheels on it. And I had gone to coffee with a friend and ran into Brady Winder, who was telling me about a podcast that he does to help people that struggle with anxiety. And I was like, hey, he's a great speaker, and he's a very sweet person that has very good intentions, and I like that. And so then I kind of sat on that, and later on in the day I was talking to Shannon over the phone, and she was talking about the same thing, and I was like, wow, Shannon, I need to connect you with this Brady guy, because you guys have your heart in the right place. And it just struck my heart, and I think that everything has kind of transpired very organically since then. And this is amazing what you're doing. I think that I just handed you the first brick, and you are building an empire for our community, and I just absolutely love it, and I'm honored to be a part of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, and thank you, because truthfully, it's like when you figure out how a show is gonna come about, you wonder, how did that actually even happen? And I know my children have asked that many times, like, whoever in the world thought that was a good idea to give my mom a mic?
That was me.
So Tiffany's to blame. But I think the general gist of it is then it morphed through creative meetings and things like that, and just kind of seeing what, you know, we felt the community was speaking to us and what they had basically requested, honestly, when we put it out in the universe, is what they were vibing on. And and we will have Brady on next month. Awesome. To talk about that. So, and mental awareness. So excited for that. One of the things we also wanted to do was, last week we were talking about different segments that we kind of wanted to add to the show. And I know on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, Thursdays are throwback Thursdays. And we all post pictures of what we looked like when we were younger and thinner. Let's be truthful. We always pick good photos. but we thought Thankful Thursday, because that's really what this is about, is gratitude and kindness and doing good things in the community. And so I kind of wanted to start that off. And Alan, I'm going to have you say something you're thankful for. So first of all, one of the things that I'm thankful for is my husband, Jeff Sebastian. When we talked about titles and roles and things that I do on the first show, I said I'm an insurance broker, but I love to be a mom and a nana. And then I got home and was like, sorry, honey. So I forgot to leave off wife. But anyway, I'm very thankful for him and for my puppy, Lucy Lou. And I'm this great weather that Kyle was telling us about brings me to baseball season. So I'm sporting my Yankees t-shirt today, and I'm all love baseball. So I love seeing the kids out there practicing and playing and getting back to some sort of normalcy. So really excited about baseball season and what all that entails. And then the sunshine. I'm very thankful for the sunshine. Shelley and I at the office yesterday just went outside and stood outside for a few minutes and got the sun on our back. And it's just like we went in and taken a nap. It was so nice. It was like, oh, that was just what our bodies and our souls needed at the moment. So
yeah, and I don't think you woke up the whole entire afternoon.
Well, that was a secret. So Alan, and your barbecue. I had to add that to the list. Alan is an amazing at barbecuing and grilling, and what's the other one called? Traegers. He's smoking. a Traeger master.
Well, I know how to keep the women in my office happy.
Yes, you do.
The barbecue.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So. And we got some today in celebration of the 25th. So it was very yummy, so I'm full and tired again. But what else are you thankful for?
What am I thankful? That could be a whole show on itself. But, of course, I'm thankful for my family. I'm actually blessed with two families because I'm truly blessed to have my office family. It's pretty amazing to be surrounded by a group of people who are so caring and passionate for what they do. Although being surrounded with nothing but women, you know, they do keep me in my place. But I'm also thankful for that because they keep me out of trouble.
And office dogs, Jax.
Of course. The office dog, Jax. Where would we be without Jax? And kind of keeps the joy in the office and truly brings love to everybody shows up at the office, whether they want it or not. They will have to throw the ball.
Yes. They will get attention and attended to. So, Tiffany, do you want to give us what you're thankful for? On Thankful Thursday. We're starting off a new trend now.
I agree with you, Alan. I could spend a whole show talking about what I'm thankful for. I think that I am most thankful for my family, first of all, my kids, but also in my everyday passing with amazing humans. I am very fortunate to work the job that I work and network like I do. Brings me to meet some really incredible people, and I'm very thankful for that, just like you guys.
That's what I was going to say. We talk about how we knew each other in a different way besides even the news review, and then we kind of met again in a professional setting, and then our friendship has grown out of that. I mean, I feel that for sure, so I'm thankful for you as well. Okay, so we have been talking the last couple weeks about our drawing that we have going on. So I would love to touch on that and just get that out. So in celebration of our 25th anniversary, we are doing a giveaway. And so if you want in on it, and we're going to announce our first winners. We already drew our first winners, so kind of exciting. We're going to announce that later on the show.
Well, you're going to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I tell everybody else.
All right.
And so what we wanted to say is we kind of did this as a surprise to Alan and reached out to businesses that we've partnered with or our clients and just said, hey, this is what we're celebrating. Would you want to be part of it? And we had an overwhelmingly gracious response, which is typical for our community, even though they've gone through struggles with COVID and keeping their doors open. They were still like, absolutely, we want to support this celebration for Alan. So that just spoke volumes to what a great guy you are and how easily people said yes and the community, honestly.
Again, it's the women in the office that make us look good. So
no.
It's not me. It's a Cheryl and you and all the people that come before you.
Yeah, it's you. We said your name and they're like, yeah, we're in. Anything for the big guy. So I wanted to give a shout out to some of those sponsors, which are in donations, Catch 22, Fish and Chips House, Diane's Deli, Dogtown Grooming, Donna Holm and her yummy, yummy goodies that she makes. Drapers, The Scoreboard, The Hair Garage, Speedy Lube, Rocky's Automotive, Pete's Drive-In, Kodiak Bar and Grill, Umpqua Golf Management, Safeco and Subway on the Parkway, and there's more. We'll talk about some each week. And the big prize, again, is the Triple Play, which is a one-year membership to the Oak Hills Golf Course, Stewart Park Golf Course, and the Myrtle Creek Golf Course with a cart. So it's golf weather, right?
It's Alan? Time. It's time.
So Alan sneaks away from the office every Wednesday and plays golf. I'm telling stories
now.
I told
you, Wednesday is my day to work out of the office. I'm working.
It's his networking day. But anyway, you could be doing that every day if you got your name in and were the winner, because you'd get that year's worth of golf with the golf cart. Or you can take the $1,500 cash prize. It's an either or. So anyway, thank you to Umpqua Golf Management for that. And go out and hit some golf balls and have a good time. I just want to drive the cart. So whoever wins, if I can be your caddy, I'd love that.
I'm not sure you have enough insurance for you to be out driving a golf cart.
Oh, can we check into an umbrella policy or something? Oh. Shelly, can you check into an umbrella policy for me? So I think we're going to also touch base when we come back from commercial here in a minute. Then I'm going to put you on the spot, Alan, and tell the story about how Premier Insurance actually came to be and how it is what it is today, and tell us the story. So I'm giving you a heads up on what I'm going to pick on you on in a minute here. And so everybody go to the Premier Insurance Group Facebook and get on there, like, follow, share, let us know that you want in on the drawing. We're going to be drawing something every day until the 29th, which is when we'll announce here on the show the grand prize winners. So keep getting on there and keep doing it.
Step up. Don't miss a day. Could be the day for the big prize.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. And again, thank you to all the generous donors and everybody that has contributed to this wonderful event. And then tomorrow we'll be doing a little open house and have some goodies. And so anyway, stop by and tell Alan hi and thank you, or come check out the office. Come meet office dog Jax. We should have a photo booth with Jax. That would be fun. Everybody loves Jax. Everybody wants a photo. So anyway, stop by, say hi, meet the staff, have some cupcakes. We're just going to celebrate if there's any left. So don't come late, because...
Well, don't come too late. What Kyle says about the weather, I may be working outside the office in the afternoon.
Oh, nice. Nice recovery. Almost slipped up with the golf there. So I think that, one thing I wanted to mention, just honestly, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but you are such an amazing man, and I'm so blessed to work there. And I just have to say, it's like, there's wonderful, I've been a client for almost the whole 25 years, pretty darn close. I think I'm 23, 24. You're just an amazing guy. You do so much for the community. I know we're talking about Premier today, but we could talk a whole show about all the great things that you do out and about in the community. I've already touched on it a little bit, but I told everybody else I'd pick on you when you came in today.
No, thanks.
So that's happening. But when we come back, I think we will have you tell us our story about Premier Insurance.
The birth.
All right, this is your cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented, if I can get that out, by Premier Insurance Group, back soon on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 422, the afternoon report on the way at 5 with Douglas County's news team. Shannon Sebastian on now.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, so we're back here with Alan Painter from Premier Insurance. Again, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Premier Insurance. So, Alan, tell us how you started the agency. How did that happen?
Well, and I had been in the insurance business now for 34 years, and before I got in the insurance business, I was always into agriculture at some point. I was in FFA growing up, 4-H. Matter of fact, I met my wife through 4-H. Rodeoed a little bit after high school. Not well. Got really good at falling off. But my dad was in the insurance business. He worked for Farm Bureau Insurance, and because of my background, I thought that was a natural fit, and I enjoyed working with the public. So though I started my career with Farm Bureau Insurance, worked there about 8 years, and they were bought out by another company, and there was a change that I wasn't really accepting. I wanted to be in a situation where I was working for my customers, not for an insurance company. You know, doing what the insurance company says no matter what. And I wanted to be able to represent my customers. So I decided that I was going to go out and start my own independent insurance agency. Now, at the time, thankfully, I didn't realize you can't just go out and start your own independent insurance agency. You need a lot of support. And along the way, I had that, and I'm truly blessed. So we started the agency 25 years ago on a wing and a prayer, on a $2,000 loan from my father-in-law, a secretary that volunteered to work for me for free for 6 months, and thankfully a great tenant in the Douglas County Farm Bureau who cut my rent and allowed me to build the business. You know, we say it's 25 years for me and 25 years for Premier Insurance, and the reality is it's 25 years for the community, because there's no way that we would be here today if it wasn't for our area farmers and ranchers who stood by us in the beginning, and then other members of the community as they came to us and allowed us to serve them. So we're truly blessed to be a part of a community that recognizes what we were trying to accomplish, and that's to love people and serve people. That is pretty much our number one goal every day.
One of the things that you have two monitors. I had never worked with two monitors before I came to Premier Insurance. It's kind of life-changing. But on one of your monitors, it says, how can I change my clients' lives today? Okay, I can tell that wasn't taped there yesterday. I can tell that's been there a long time. But I love that you still have that there, and that it's like one of the first things you see when you come in at your desk every day.
Well, I'm surprised people are noticing that little tapes on there, but you know, that would the one beauty of being in business for any length of time is, of course, when we were first starting, we had to pay the light bills. You know, we had to make the business successful. Well, you reach that plateau where you're getting by in business and things are good, and you can truly change your flow from creating a successful business and creating an environment where you're truly serving other people. I mean, 34 years in insurance, I mean, let's face it, insurance is not the most fun thing to do in the world. But serving people, working with people, you know, come alongside them when they're at life's worst possible moment, mm-hmm. and be able to lift them up. I mean, I'm blessed to be able to do that. I think a lot of times I get more out of it than even our customers too. So that's truly what keeps me going every day, you know, just that opportunity of whose life can we change? Because one of the greatest pieces of advice I received from one of my managers when I first got into business is, we're in the only industry where we can change lives with the stroke of a pen. And that's true mm-hmm. today, true 30 years ago, even though everything's got more technology, you know, where there's 1-800 insurance companies. But really, when it comes down to it, people want relationships. And that's why we're there. And that's the only reason we're successful today, is people, you know what we're offering, and they appreciate that. Because sadly, in today's world, it's getting to be a disappearing commodity of building relationships. So I always share with people that, you know, it's difficult because we're there for the births, but we're also there for the deaths. And that's hard, but, you know, when you put yourself out there. But mm-hmm. that's p- part of creating a relationship, and part of the price is the sorrow along with the joy.
Right. And I will say that philosophy-wise, you and I are so much alike when how we feel about our clients, because we both view them as family. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, you're nuts. You have your cell phone on your cards. And it's like, I want my clients to be able to get a hold of me whenever they need me. And that need isn't necessarily on business hours, Monday through Friday. So if they truly need me or need, or if there's anything I can do to help them, I want them to be able to contact me. And I know you're absolutely that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. You know, and I always kind of jest with customers that until I get my clients trained only to have problems and claims Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I've got to be there 24/7. Now, we do pay the price when somebody calls up at midnight to check on a billing problem, and my wife doesn't appreciate that so much.
Sorry, Angie.
But, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to come, you know, imagine people had a house fire. They've got nowhere else to go, and we can give them direction. And a lot of times it's just a reassuring word. But that's something we can provide that people don't find on the internet or a 1-800 number company.
So at the agency, we do all different kinds of lines of insurance. So there's something there for whatever you're needing, we have it. But one of the unique things is that you're Master Farm certified agent. So can you tell me how you got that?
That's a kind of a continuation from my roots with agriculture. Is farm and ranches. I travel all over the state writing insurance for farms and ranches. And yeah, at the agency, we do everything. Well, pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we do skydivers, but we pretty much do everything. but it, like I said earlier, you know, being in the insurance industry for 33 years, I get to do what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. And that's out working with not only farms or ranches, but people living out in the rural areas who have a whole different set of challenges with wildfire, you know, fire protection, some of these issues. And so it's really nice to come alongside them, because there's not too many agencies and companies who specialize in that. And we're blessed to have two or three companies that specialize in serving those customers, which is my passion.
And definitely Douglas County being considered more rural. I mean, there's
absolutely
so many. The little critter farms that have, you know, one donkey and a lamb up to, you know, big, huge acreages and spreads. So you've kind of seen it all. And
yeah, that's what's really fun about our territory. I mean, we do a lot over the coast, too. So we go from dairy farms to sheep ranches, cattle ranches, you know, row crops, and more today, a lot of hobby farms and you know, being able to provide that protection. A lot of people don't understand that a hobby farm is still a business. And if that animal gets on the road and there's a loss, your homeowner's policy may not cover it. And so, you know, giving those people the options and answers and so they better understand their situation.
And I think that's just it, is understanding things. And I mean, I've been with you guys for so long that I would just have Linda, who used to work there, she just retired in July, or Cheryl call and be like, so we're going to swap you over to this plan and save you some money or whatever. I'm like, okay. I mean, just 100% trust. Just tell me what you're going to do. I don't mind. But I think that some people often don't have somebody out there that's reviewing it on their benefit or on their behalf. And so I think that I'm not saying necessarily shop all your insurances, but everybody should do a benefits review.
Well, and I do. I recommend everyone, my clients and as well, every 3 to 4 years, shop your insurance. Now, that's one beauty of being an independent agency, is we're shopping your insurance. Mm-hmm. You may not hear about it, but we're definitely shopping. We're seeing what's changes. And it's not just a price thing. You know, yeah, we want to deliver a product that's at a good price, mm-hmm. but you don't want to step over a dollar to pick up a dime. And so a lot of times it's a matter of finding a better policy, because coverages are evolving. I mean, we've got a company now that has no limits on firearms. That's unheard of. I've never seen that in 34 years. So, you know, there's
that happens to be who I'm insured with, and for that reason.
Absolutely. You know, and they, you know, this company happens to recognize the importance of self-defense, and if someone is involved in a situation like that, they will defend a person who's been in a self-defense shooting. Unheard of in today's world. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to go out and shop those options and find a company that better fits our clients in our area, because Douglas County is unique. You know, we're not Portland, and we're not even Eastern Oregon. So we have our own set of challenges, and to be able to go out and find a product that serves our customers, that's really what I'm passionate about.
And you do a good job.
I try.
You actually do a great job. I was selling you short there for a second. So we've had a couple ladies who have retired in the last few years.
Yes.
But honestly, your staff really stays around for decades and decades.
Well, I'm thinking it must be the barbecue.
It could very well be the barbecue. It's
I've
very
good.
I've been
very blessed. I mean, I've always, and it's thankfully so, because I'm a horrible boss. I'm not good at firing. I couldn't fire people. But I've been very lucky that over the years, only ever had to fire one person in 25 years, and have had a few retire, but most of my people that come to work there
stick around
10, 20 years, you know. So it's got to be the barbecue.
Got and the clients.
And the clients.
We have
absolutely
excellent clients. One of the cool things that I didn't know anything about, because I'm health insurance, so my whole world is health and Medicare. That's my jam. But was that classic cars have their own, like you can do your own insurance for classic cars. That's pretty cool.
You know, and that's one of the biggest mistakes that we've seen when we take a look at other people's insurance, is they have a classic car on the family auto policy. And it's not a Toyota, it's not a Subaru, it's a special vehicle. And we're fortunate that Cheryl, they've always had a classic car, so they understand it. And so she went out and found a company that's all they do is classic car insurance. I mean, one thing, it's amazingly cheap, but even more is the coverage that they provide. If something happens to that vehicle, is it total? They just write a check. There's no hassle to it. And they will put it on a flatbed to tow it. If you're at a show, they'll put you in a motel. It's just a different animal. And so that's one thing if I had to encourage people, is don't treat that classic vehicle as a family vehicle, because you don't want to put the value of that in the hands of an adjuster 2-3 years down the road to decide what it's worth.
Right. I hear all the calls she takes, so I think we're going to take a break now, and then we'll be back in a minute.
All right. This is your cue. Back in a moment on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's your cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group, right here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you, Kyle. So, I think we should give some stuff away. What do you think?
That's always the good part. What have we got?
What have we got? Okay. So, we have, I think, like 8 things today. Pretty exciting.
8?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good day for it.
Yeah. What's our first one here?
A $15 gift certificate from Diane's Deli.
And the winner is Jen Kuna Phillips. So congratulations. You're going to get some good food from Diane's. And thank you again, Diane, for donating that.
The next, we have a $10 gift certificate from Pete's Drive-In.
And that goes to Lori Lewis. Congratulations, Lori. And
I'm getting hungry just seeing this stuff.
Yes. The and I want to say, and I want to say, tell her to get feeling better. She's not feeling very good right now. Oh. I talked to her today. So feel better, Lori. We're thinking about you.
The next one is from Speedy Lube. A $29 oil change, a shirt, and a cup, and is it $50 certificate?
Yeah, that is, it's about a $50 value total.
Wow.
With all of that. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, they totally hooked us up. And that is Michelle Roberts. So, Michelle, congratulations. And
And by the way, where can these people pick up their prizes?
They can stop by the office.
And see Jax.
And see Jax the office dog. And if you pick up your prize tomorrow, you can probably have cupcakes too.
Yes.
Or something yummy.
And see the fish.
So Premier Insurance Group, 708 Southeast Mosier Avenue, Roseburg.
The next one's an oil change from Rocky's Auto Repair. And the winner of that is?
That is, did we do this one? Nope, we skipped this one. Shannon Pickett is the standard oil change.
And then we have a $25 gift certificate from the Scoreboard.
Oh, yeah, Taco Tuesday. Yeah, hello.
Absolutely.
So that goes to Judy Johnson Hatley. And I hope I'm saying your name right, Judy, but...
you did. I
everybody's
know Judy.
Okay, well, the funny thing is some of these people are clients, and then some of them just came on the Facebook page and did the follow, like, and share, and Judy was one of them. And guess her Facebook is covered in Steelers stuff.
What a woman.
So,
well,
hey, Judy, you're Alan's kind of gal.
If I'd have known that, you probably would have got a bigger prize.
Oh.
So, we have a camp chair from Safeco Insurance, and the winner of that is?
Is Gail Hanks. And that's a really nice one. That's not like a flimsy... Yeah. See, that's why we had to hide everything in my office, so you didn't, like, check it out, the goods.
Check it out. Code name for borrow it.
Yeah. It's a really good one, Gail.
Ooh. We have next from the Hair Garage, beard care with a gift certificate for $100.
Oh, that's $100 total. I think the gift certificate's $25, so that's $100 value. There's all kinds of beard care products and everything, and that goes to Jeremy Dixon. And can I just say how glad I am that that was a man's name that was drawn for that?
Well,
I don't know.
Could be appropriate.
I mean I'm just
cases,
saying.
The next is a $50 gift certificate from the Kodiak Bar. And we get to eat at the Kodiak Bar, so that's going to be a win-win.
I love going to the Kodiak Bar. Short story. I'll keep it short. My husband likes to go there for the prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
On Fridays. And... I don't eat a lot of that much meat, except for when you barbecue. So I get grilled cheese sandwiches.
On Prime Rib Friday?
On Prime Rib Friday. And they brought mine out one time. And literally, I'm not even kidding, like almost every head turned in that whole establishment. And then somebody yelled out, "Who gets a grilled cheese sandwich?" I was like, "That's me. I'm going to own it. I'm going to own my grilled cheese sandwich,
as
people."
Forrest Gump would say, stupid is as stupid does.
I like me some grilled cheese sandwich. Okay, so who won that one? Who won that one? I don't think
who
that was.
Philip Sherman.
That's $50 is a lot of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Prime rib, please. And the last one for the day is from Catch 22, and that's a $25 gift certificate. I haven't been able to get up there, but I hear it's amazing.
I know. I've heard it's really good.
And the winner is?
Dan Taylor. So... Really? Danny, you can catch your fish and go take it up there and they'll cook it for you.
The fishing guide? Dan Taylor.
Well, Danny Taylor Fishing Guide. You have won fish and chips or whatever you want. Catch 22.
Dan will teach you how to cook your fish up there really well.
There you go. I don't know. They do something on the side. I haven't figured out what it is that people keep raving about. But anyway, congratulations to everybody. And again, we'll be drawing some every day between now and the 29th. So make sure to go to Premier Insurance Group on Facebook and like, follow, and share our page. Tag some friends so they know to enter whatever you'd like to do. But we're giving away stuff, and it's like almost over 5,000 in hoop-de-doo-ness. So.
Well, I say it again. I really appreciate all our clients and our neighbors, everybody stepping up, and it's real humbling to see people stepping up like this to help us celebrate our success. But like you said, without our neighbors, we wouldn't be here today. So we greatly appreciate everybody supporting us.
Yeah, and Douglas County is such a great community, and it was really fun to reach out and drive around and pick up the gift certificates and get to see some of the clients that I don't know because I don't do the property and casualty side of things. So I got to meet some people that I hadn't known yet, and they welcomed me to the group and to the family. So that was kind of a fun experience to get to meet business owners that I hadn't got to meet yet. So that was really fun. Again, thank you to everybody, and we have more coming, and we'll announce that next week as well. We'll announce some more on the radio and some more of the sponsors on the radio. And so very, very grateful for that. So tomorrow, we touched on it a little bit, but we have the open house where people can just come by and say hi. And
please, if your clients are not, we'd love meeting people. So please swing by and meet Jax. We've got a couple aquariums in there with saltwater fish. I mean, we're not your typical insurance agencies, so it's more like coming home, and that's what the way we want it to feel. So please stop on by our house and visit our family.
Yeah, and say hi and get to know us. If you already know us, come by and say hi anyway. We're usually a pretty fun group. So definitely encourage people to do that. And Jill Fay from Jill's Sugar Buzz Bakery made us some yummy, yummy cupcakes. So pretty excited about that. Matter of fact, I already called her before we left here and said, Jill, when are those going to arrive? Because I wanted to know if they were going to get here before I had to leave for the show. Because I wanted some cupcakes.
Oh, so we're having cupcakes for lunch.
I come in at 8:30. I don't know what time you're having cupcakes.
Oh, breakfast and lunch.
Well, Cheryl's ready too, right?
I guess I better get there early so I can see one. And yeah, I guess you all better get there early.
Yeah, everybody come early. We're ready for some
coffee's on.
Jill's cupcakes. One of the other things that we touched on the very first show was a little bit about how the show came to be, which we started out the show. But when Tiffany had asked for me to think about doing something like this, it was kind of a process. I actually did put a lot of thought and effort into it and prayed on it. And
yeah, some days was a no, some days was a yes.
It was a process.
I said, give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
He'll take care of it. He did.
And he did. And just when I thought I was 100% a no, like I just couldn't do it, we thought, okay, well, I'm just going to put it out there in the universe and see what the response is back about what people want. And it was 100% exactly what we thought it was going to be. And so then that's when I decided yes and kind of came and asked for your blessing to do the show. And then you so kindly said, well, if that's what it's about, then we should be sponsoring this at Premier Insurance Group. So that's how I'm in this seat and Alan's in this seat.
Yeah.
So everything has been organic or divine intervention is probably
absolutely. And I really believe that the Lord's hand on it. I mean, yeah, this would have been a great show 3 years from now or 2 years ago. But it's the right time. You know, we've gone through some dark times. We're still kind of wading through them, even though there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that truly makes our county special is the way we come together. When things get tough, the way we come together. I mean, when you look at the shooting at UCC, the, you know, even 9/11, every time that we have a struggle in our area, strangers joining up and lifting each other up. And that's kind of was the impetus behind this show and what we wanted to highlight. Because, yes, we see the big things happening when they're needed during the fire. It was amazing watching the volunteers during our recent battle with the fires. But there's thousands of little things that are done every day. And, you know, whether that's helping an elderly person with their groceries or helping a single mother change a flat tire, whatever it is, those things are life-changing. And we want to highlight that. We want to share that. I was sharing with Shannon that a number of years back. Now, I don't talk about the things I do. I think that's between me and the Lord and the people that get blessed. That's about the audience I seek. But I was sharing with an example of I went in and during Christmas, had paid off a lot of layaway items. Well, the only reason I did that, was because I heard that somebody else did that. So these things are contagious. And so please, when we ask you to send those things that you experience, those positive things that help you through the day, those things that maybe just lifted you up a little bit, please understand that we're not asking you to do this to put a spotlight on you, although we appreciate that. But when others see that, then they say, I can do that too. And you literally never know. You may be saving someone's life, because we don't know what our neighbors are going through. And sometimes all they need is just a hand. And so that's what we want to do in this show. We want to share it. We want to give people ideas. We want you to give us ideas of things that we can do to lift people up, to lift our community up.
And that's exactly what we're about. So I have some of those to share when we come back from break.
All right, back with more in a moment. Our final segment coming up on Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is Your Q, Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Final segment here for today.
Yeah, that went by fast. It's fun to talk. It's fun to talk with you, Alan. We always have a good time. So,
well, I don't talk.
I have, you did today, and you did it very well.
Well, I have an office full of women.
So,
I love them, but they talk.
Can't get a word in edgewise is what he's trying to say. So before we went to break, we were talking about the premise for the show and why I'm doing it and why you're supporting it with Premier Insurance Group was because it really is needed. And we are wanting to get the word out about great things that happen and have people give us shout outs and ideas like that. So I have some things that we want to plug for the show and get when we have had a few people reach out actually and email us. So keep your emails coming, and that's at yourq@bciradio.com, and send us your ideas for the show, or if you have anything that you have coming up that you'd like us to mention and talk about, please let us know.
Or somebody's helped you out.
Yes, or a story that you'd love to share. Somebody's blessed you. I just saw today somebody posted on Facebook where they saw a police officer, and I couldn't tell who it was, but, you know, taking some groceries and some water or something to a couple that was just there with a newborn baby and stuff standing out on a corner, and it's like... you know, that's an infant, that's a child. And we have all these thoughts and feelings maybe about what we think about people on the corner asking for money or food or this or that or whatever. And I didn't see them holding a sign, but just to see that police officer saying, I want to make sure that they're taken care of and have, you know, the essentials was super cool. So I'm not sure which officer it was, but God bless. Yeah, kudos and God bless, because that was awesome. And it was definitely a very nice post on Facebook about you. And then another gentleman yesterday had put a post out there that he had fallen and tipped over on his wheelie scooter when he was, you know, driving on Edenbauer, I think, or whatever. And a bunch of good citizens helped jump up and help him up and get his scooter and make sure he was home and okay and everything was fine. And it's just like, those are things that people are doing in our community, and they're not asking for a radio shout out. They're not asking for anything. They're just doing the right thing. And so I think that's what Your Q is about, is it's like, let's just be those silent heroes. Let's go out and do those things and show kindness and love to our community members and just be, you know, a good citizen. And
and we can't see the effect that's going to have. You know, mm-hmm. Kindness ripples beyond the people involved. I mean, the police officer, you know, doing that for that family, that may give a whole different perspective of how they see the officers, and that may save someone's life someday. or the fear that man was feeling and fell over in his cart. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're helpless, you don't have anyone. And knowing that they have a community that's around them, lifting them up, that if something happens, we're going to be there for you. And, I mean, that's really what makes Douglas County such a special place to live.
And last show, I touched briefly on the fact that there was a post that had kind of inspired me, that a young little boy was having a birthday coming up at the end of this month. And, you know, the mom was asking if there was any establishments or any charities that helped with something like that. And a bunch of people jumped on. But then there was another nice woman who said, man, I wish I could really do something for you. Like, she also wanted to gift, but she wasn't in the financial place to. And her son was having a birthday as well. And so she wanted to, but they were just scraping by for him. And so I would love to say, if this little boy's birthday's at the end of the month, and we've already kind of got one of them taken care of, but if anybody wanted to buy a wonderful little toy or something for a three-year-old young man and drop it by our office, we will gladly wrap it and get it to that family. So we're done for the day, though.
All right, Alan, thanks for coming in.
Yes. Oh, my pleasure, and thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, back next week on News Radio 1240, KQEN.